and welcome. You're listening to the Coronavirus Essential Podcast on Money Control. I'm Sakshi Patra, and I'm going to be taking you through all the key updates of COVID-19 from India and around the world. The total confirmed COVID-19 cases in India have risen to 19,64,536, and that's according to the latest updates from the Union Health Ministry. This number includes cases involving foreign nationals, patients who have recovered, and the death toll. As many as 56,282 new COVID-19 cases have been reported in just the last 24 hours. 904 deaths have also been reported in the last 24 hours. The death toll in India due to the novel coronavirus pandemic has risen to above 40,000 mark now. It stands at 40,699 currently. The reported active cases of COVID-19 in the country right now stand at 5,95,501. And as many as 13,28,336 COVID-19 patients have been cured and discharged so far. Now, India's COVID-19 recovery rate stands at 67.6% currently. In another news, COVID-19 hospital fire in Ahmedabad has left 8 patients dead. A blaze in the wee hours of the private hospital has left 8 patients of COVID-19 dead. That's as per a fire brigade official who has informed the media. The victims include 5 men and 3 women who were being treated at the ICU ward of the COVID-19 designated Shri Hospital in Navangrua area in Ahmedabad. Moving on, the Reserve Bank of India on Thursday sounded a note of caution saying that protracted spread of COVID-19 pandemic poses downside risk to the domestic economy, which is expected to remain in the negative zone in the current fiscal year. The centre has meanwhile released 890 crore rupees as second installment of the COVID-19 emergency response and health system preparedness package to 22 states and union territories, and this was also informed by the Union Health Ministry. The amount of financial assistance to each state and union territory is based on their COVID-19 caseload. Now, those who receive the financial assistance in the second installment include Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand, Madhya Pradesh, Odisha, Rajasthan, Telangana, Andhra Pradesh, Goa, Gujarat, Karnataka, Kerala, Punjab, Tamil Nadu, West Bengal, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram, and Sikkim. Prime Minister Narendra Modi had announced a 15,000 crore rupee package as part of the whole-of-government approach, wherein the centre is leading the COVID-19 response and management and supporting the states and union territories through technical and financial resources. The number of individuals in home quarantine in Mumbai has now fallen by 28% in the last month as COVID-19 curve plateaus in the city. The number of people in institutional quarantine has also dropped by 62% in the same duration in some more respite to Mumbai residents. And this is as per was Brihan Mumbai Municipal Corporation's information that was given off to the media. The BMC has directed ward officers to shut unoccupied COVID care centres, that is CCC, given how over 90% of them are right now lying vacant. Applauding as amazing India's support in developing a rapid test for COVID-19, Israel yesterday expressed hope that joint efforts could bring good news to the world within a few months. Israeli and Indian scientists are jointly working on an ambitious project to develop a rapid corona test that can provide results within 10 seconds. Novavax Inc. yesterday has said that it has entered a supply license agreement with the Serum Institute of India for the development and commercialization of its COVID-19 vaccine candidate. The Indian drug maker will have exclusive rights for the vaccine in India during the term of the deal and non-exclusive rights during the pandemic period in all countries other than those designated by the World Bank as upper middle or high income countries. And this was informed by Reuters. With that, let's move on to all the updates from around the world. Total confirmed cases of COVID-19 across the world stand at 1.87 crore, and that's according to the Reuters tracker. This figure includes COVID-19 patients who have recovered and the overall global death toll, which stands at 7.05 lakh. With over 47.87 lakh reported cases till date, the United States is the worst affected country in the world. The US is followed by Brazil, India, Russia, and South Africa. Now, doctors at a hospital at Houston have used a new drug called RLF-100, also known as Avibactil, that has led to rapid recovery from respiratory failure in critically ill COVID-19 patients. The drug has been approved by the FDA for emergency use at multiple clinical sites and patients who are too ill to enter the FDA's Phase 2 or 3 trials. Houston Methodist Hospital was the first to report the rapid recovery of patients on ventilators and those with severe medical conditions after 3 days of treatment. Moving on, U.S. biotechnology company Moderna's vaccine candidate protected mice from infection with SARS-CoV-2 virus, the virus that actually causes COVID-19. That's according to a study published in the journal Nature. The findings by scientists, including those from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases in the U.S., show that the vaccine known as mRNA-1273 induced neutralizing antibodies in mice when given as 2 intramuscular injections of a 1 microgram dose 3 weeks apart. AstraZeneca PLC has signed an exclusive framework agreement with China's biological products company to supply its COVID-19 vaccine candidate in mainland China, and this is what British pharmaceutical giant informed the media. To meet market demand in China, Shengen Kangai is obliged to make sure that it has annual production capacity of at least 100 million doses of the experimental shot AZD1222, which AstraZeneca co-developed with researchers at Oxford University by the year end, and a capacity of at least 200 million doses by the end of the next year. AstraZeneca has told this in a statement on the Chinese social media site WeChat. Now, in news from Beijing, in an alarming report on coronavirus, a prominent hospital in China's Wuhan has claimed that about 90% of recovered COVID-19 patients in the city have lung damage, while 5% of them are in quarantine again after testing positive for the deadly virus. A team of doctors at Zhongguang Hospital has been monitoring the health of 100 recovered patients since April and the first phase of the one-year research, which actually got completed in July. According to the first phase of results, around 90% of these recovered patients in Wuhan have reported damaged lungs. The team explained that the ventilation and gas exchange functions of their lungs have not recovered to the level of healthy people. Germany has now tightened up on testing as infection numbers keep rising. Travelers returning to Germany from risk regions will now face mandatory coronavirus tests from Saturday, as Health Minister has informed, warning that the accelerating pace of new infections was the cause of a concern. Speaking after daily case rose above 1,000 for the first time since May, Spahn also said that while authorities could manage the current rate of new infections, the trajectory was a worry. A governor in central Japan has now announced a state of emergency due to rising virus cases and has asked businesses and people to curb their activities, especially during an upcoming holiday. Businesses are being asked to close together, altogether, or close early, as people are being asked to stay home at night to prevent infections from spreading. With virus cases rising anew, France is now struggling to administer enough tests to keep up with the demand. One reason is that many testing labs are closed so that their staff can take summer vacation, just as signs of a second wave are building up. Doctors and experts say vacation crunch is just a part of the larger web of failures in France's testing strategy, a strategy that even the government's own virus advisory panel this week called disorganized and insufficient. Well, with that, it's a wrap on this podcast. Many thanks for tuning in, but do not also forget to listen in to D Street Talk for the market outlook. And in today's Rajneeti episode, where veteran journalist Yogesh Vajpayee talks about the Ram Mandir construction and what it means for the BJP. But before we wrap up, let me tell you about the latest Money Control Pro offer. With the Independence Day approaching, get freedom ready with Money Control Pro's freedom offer. Now you can be a pro at 1 rupee per day and claim exclusive benefits worth 15,000 rupees. Use the coupon code FREEDOM365. Log on to Money Control website or app to know more.